This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 186. For Tuesday, December 15th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday. The January canola contract is up $5.40 at $601.70 per ton. The March contract is up $5 at $593.50 per ton. One trader said participants will be keeping an eye on South American weather. These forecasts are the driving force behind vegetable oil markets, as Chinese buying has slowed down considerably. Chicago soy oil was stronger at midday, offering support to canola values. Nearby contracts were up by about half a cent in early morning activity. Gains in the Canadian dollar kept pressure on canola prices. The dollar was around 78.5 U.S. cents at midday. The first of many COVID-19 vaccines will arrive in Montreal. Some healthcare workers across the country will receive their first dose as early as this week, depending on their eligibility. Soybean futures were stronger on Tuesday. Argentina's grain inspectors and shipping workers continue to strike, demanding danger pay due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The strike has significantly slowed down exports out of the shipping hub. NOPA crush numbers will be related today. November crush numbers are expected to be around 180 million bushels, compared to 165 million bushels last year. South American weather forecasts are mixed, with Brazil mostly doing well, but Argentina remaining dry. Corn futures were slightly lower today due to profit-taking after yesterday's losses. Market participants are anticipating smaller-than-expected crop exports out of Ukraine this year. The Ukrainian economy minister expects the crop to come in at around 901.6 million bushels, which is lower than the previous year's 1.2 billion bushels. Exports could fall by as much as 250 million bushels to a total 945 million bushels for the new marketing year. Wheat futures were higher today. Yesterday, wheat export inspections totaled 261,000 tons, compared to last week's 530,000 tons. Weather continues to be a concern for both Russia and the United States Plains regions, as key growing regions are forecast to be dry in the long term. However, both areas are going to receive some precipitation. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher today. The January contract is up by 15.5 cents at $11.81 per bushel. January soy oil is up by about half of a cent at 39.2 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is up $7.50 at $3.8820 per hundredweight. Corn futures are steady, with the March contract down half of a cent at $4.24 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower in the March contract, down 3.5 cents at $3.34 per bushel. Wheat futures were higher today. Chicago March is up 3 cents at $5.99. Kansas City March is up 3.5 cents at $5.66. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 3 cents in the December contract at $5.60. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg for CFCW, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.